Trump opened his address tonight by focusing on inflation. He said his administration inherited a mess from the previous administration when it comes to prices and affordability.
Good evening, America. 11 months ago, I inherited a mess, and I'm fixing it. When I took office, inflation was the worst in 48 years, and some would say in the history of our country, which caused prices to be higher than ever before, making life unaffordable for millions and millions of Americans. This happened during a Democrat administration, and it's when we first began hearing the word affordability.
The president went on to blame the administration of former President Joe Biden for a range of policies, and he attacked the transgender community, saying in his address that his approach is, quote, for everybody. He also claimed the United States was once laughed at around the world during the Biden years, but said that's no longer the case.
We had the worst trade deals ever made, and our country was laughed at from all over the world, but they're not laughing anymore. Over the past 11 months, we have brought more positive change to Washington than any administration in American history. There's never been anything like it, and I think most would agree.
And Trump went on to take aim at the Biden administration. He said the country has gone from the worst to the best in his 11 months in office, and asserted that his administration has solved the country's major problems. And joining us live is former Washington, D.C. correspondent and former longtime host of KPFA's Letters in Politics, Mitch Jezerich. Hello, Mitch.
Hello, Max.
Mitch, it's being said that the timing of this particular address is highly unusual. What do you make of the timing?
I find this entire address, as I'm watching it, to be a complete abuse of the use of a national presidential address from the White House, in which all the networks, Max, are expected to make time to put on their airwaves live. As we're talking, it's on ABC, it's on NBC, it's on every single TV network that is out there. And usually, Max, when you do an address like this from the White House, a last minute White House address from the president, it's usually connected to something important happening in the world, either the announcement of military activities overseas, or maybe the killing of Osama bin Laden, or maybe in response to like a national shooting, right? Or a shooting somewhere nationally that has everyone's attention. But that's not what's happening with this address right now. What this address is about is it's a campaign address. It's really no different than a campaign speech being used to use all these resources to make sure everyone gets to hear what Donald Trump is saying today. And so the time is so there really is no emergency. It really isn't connected to some big thing that's happening for most people. But I think for Donald Trump, there actually is something that's important right now that's happening that's really upsetting to him. And that is he is losing the dialogue. He is losing the arc of the national discourse that's happening on the state of the economy, on the state of the country as a whole. And you're seeing it in his poll numbers. I think it was 64% of people say the economy is in bad shape right now. His approval rating is at a very low mark as we speak. We've seen the unemployment rate at 4.6% move up to 4.6%, which is not historically high, but it is the highest point in the last 4 years for the unemployment rate. And I think Donald Trump really made a mistake when he tried to say the whole affordability issue is a hoax. And it's not a good look when a very rich man tries to tell everyone else who are struggling to pay their bills that the affordability issue is a hoax. And then today we saw four Republicans in the House of Representatives break ranks and join Democrats to try to force a vote, which will happen in January, on extending the subsidies for the Affordable Care Act. People's premiums are about to rise who receive subsidies for their health care through Obamacare. He's losing the conversation right now. And this is a problem for him as he, at the same time, he has also seen his base fracture. You see it with Marjorie Taylor Greene. You see it with Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens. You see some of his traditional supporters, really popular supporters with big online followings, becoming more critical of the Trump presidency. And so I think for him, he is in an emergency right now, and he's trying to take the reins of the dialogue that's happening, and he's trying to get back on top of this conversation about what his presidency means.
Yeah, a president usually waits till the State of the Union to sort of tout their accomplishments and make their case to the American voter. Tell me a little bit, do you think this is a distraction? You think he's just trying to get people to not pay attention to the Epstein scandal and other things?
You know, I mean, you're not wrong, right? We could have a State of the Union in another month from now, maybe another 4 to 6 weeks from now, which this is basically what he's giving right now, is a State of the Union address. I think, one, Trump is not known for his patience. I think, again, things are going badly for him in his presidency right now, and not just with the left. I don't think he cares about the left. I don't think he cares about people that aren't in his base, but he cares about his base. And this issue about affordability is important to his base. And I think he's trying to address that. And he's trying, you can hear by his speech tonight, he doesn't care about uniting people or trying to appeal to everyone. He's trying to appeal to his base, but his base is concerned about their own finances, their own economics right now. And this is a problem for him. And I think he felt like right now, I think he feels like he's losing the grip on the conversation, that he's losing the narrative. He's losing the narrative right now. And I think that's scary to him. And he is a master at media manipulation. And right now, I think you all at the KPFA Evening News were quite correct not to air this speech live, because it's not what you would consider to be an important national address from the president that everyone needs to know about because we're going to war, because some tragedy has happened. This is a campaign speech from, I think, a person, a president, who is worried about losing the narrative as we speak right now. And I think he's highly uncomfortable with that.
Anything else, Mitch Jezerich, on your mind? Anything else you think people should keep in mind?
I just think, you know, is this a distraction, Max, as you were saying, from the Epstein files? It could be. It could be a distraction from that as well. The speech is just remarkable. It's remarkable in its nature of just what of an abuse it is of what we think of as a presidential address from the White House, in which the entire media world, you can pretty much go to any channel on television or go to your radio and go throughout the radio, you'll hear this speech being broadcasted by everyone. And it's a speech basically to blame everything on Joe Biden. And it's funny because as I'm doing this special reading for KPFA's Fund Drive right now about Animal Farm, and I kept expecting Donald Trump to blame Snowball for the problems of the country. You know, to me, this is just a real abuse of what a national address from the White House means. And it's something that we've always felt a lot of pressure to actually have to air because it's related to the invasion of Iraq. I mean, it can be related to so many important things, and this is not. And I actually think the Evening News was appropriate not to air this address tonight.
That was former Washington, D.C. correspondent and political analyst and former longtime host of Letters in Politics, Mitch Jezerich, speaking with us live. President Trump has concluded his speech. It lasted about 20 minutes with a direct appeal to the American public, arguing that concerns about the U.S. economy are misplaced and that his administration is repairing existing challenges.
When the world looks at us next year, let them see a nation that is loyal to its citizens, faithful to its workers, confident to its identity, certain to its destiny, and the envy of the entire globe. We are respected again like we have never been respected before. To each and every one of you, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. God bless you all.
Polls show that most Americans remain frustrated with President Trump's handling of the economy. His administration's mass deportation policies have also drawn widespread condemnation. The president and his party are now less than a year away from the midterm elections, which will determine control of both the House and the Senate. Trump has said he believes more Americans would support him if they heard more about what he considers his administration's accomplishments.